Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Hope you like tickets, tickets like these. Tickets for Benson Boone. Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here we go, every hour. On the fives all day long from 7:05 in the morning till 6:05 in the evening. We have Benson Boone tickets. Right now, text the word joy, J-O-Y, joy, to our contest line, 20357. That gets you entered to win the mystical, magical four-pack. Tickets to see Benson Boone. That's nice. I love a four-pack of tickets. It's a part. Now it's a party. October 1st, Benson Boone's going to be at the Chase Center. Text the word joy, 20357 for a chance to get tickets for the show.
You always request a four pack.
I do like a four pack.
Because you like to bring your friends.
I like a party. Yeah. Well, I like that. I think that's fun. I mean, it's fine. You can go to something just with your. Did you go to Burning Man? You must have gone to Burning Man with a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a party.
More the merrier, they say.
That is what they say. Plus, more people to sing along. You know. It's all courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is joy, J-O-Y, joy. Ed Sheeran recently announced plans to release an album after he dies. It'll be called Eject. This is not a joke. He just released his eighth album, Play, on Friday. We've been playing Camera, first single. He has plans to do at least five more albums called Pause, Fast Forward, Rewind, and Stop. And I think we heard that, I think Rewind is the one that he's got basically finished, and he sort of had to decide which one to finish, and he thought...
I remember you telling us that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I think it was Rewind. And then ultimately, he's going to do one called Eject. It's all like, you know, cassette tape terminology. And he said, it's actually in my will. My wife, Cherry, gets to pick the tracks for it. This is his final album that she will... be in charge of curating. He envisions Eject as sort of like a greatest hits album of the 10 best unreleased songs he's written since he was 18.
Okay. That's great. You know, when I hear artists like Quentin Tarantino does the same thing, I've got a master plan. I think that's great.
And he only has one more left to make. I don't know why you want to put an end date on something.
If you're that very, you know, talented and you've had a vision from go, great. Good for you.
He says, this is Ed Sheeran talking about his album that's going to come out after he dies, which it sounds like he's calling it a greatest hits album of the 10 best unreleased songs. So those aren't greatest hits. Those are just songs he's never released.
Right.
But maybe from each era.
Maybe.
You know, so it'll have the vibe.
Right.
And maybe it's already fully recorded, obviously. So he'll sound like that. It'll be the people he was working with at the time. That's kind of a cool idea.
I'm sure they record a lot of songs that never...
Most artists will say, for example, we have 20 songs, and then they whittle it down to 10 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
But you're usually picking the best ones.
Absolutely.
Like, even Taylor Swift on the last album that was, you know, 45 songs or whatever, people have noticed the second half maybe wasn't as strong as the first. So usually when you release an album with, I'm not saying that. By the way, I think they were all excellent.
How dare you?
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. I've just heard it.
Wrong and, with you.
But since he's always had this vision, maybe yes. he saves a really golden, excellent song from each era.
Well, he says it's going to be up to his wife. Which of them make it onto this little...
He'll end up releasing him before he dies. He'll get old and like need to put out an album and be like, I gotta put these tracks out now. You know, how many guys, you know, they start off hot, they get a little older, they start putting out re-releases of stuff and all things.
I'm looking up Ed Sheeran's net worth right now. You guys tell me what you think it is. I haven't looked yet. I say he's worth at least $300 million.
Think 300?
I do.
I don't think it's that much at all.
What do you think?
75 million.
100 million.
101.
Boom. I win $470 million US dollars.
I mean, he's awesome.
Wait, he has written. What did you say?
Since when do you get to play? I said 101.
No, I played because I hadn't.
The only time I'm winning in the past month.
Did I not say that? Fine.
No, don't give her a pity point. No, don't give me a point.
That's
You're
a pity
right.
point.
You're right.
I didn't have that. I would never guess
I'm
if I had the answer.
I'm just being a sore loser. No one's given me a trophy in like 2 weeks.
Oh, poor Bob. It is true. We really haven't heard your... Try and make a thing that she'll... Give her a pity game today. Try something that she'll... Something for people who are 30 years
this
old.
This game's of... Anyone could win the game today.
Okay, great.
It's not for it's for everybody.
Okay.
I'm gonna say I think that Ed Sheeran, I mean, obviously he's toured and he's made tons of money doing that stuff, but he's written songs, like hit songs for a lot of other people too.
Right.
He's a hit
That's
machine.
That's what I was thinking.
He is a hit machine.
But at a time when you hear that people don't make any money on their music and that touring is where the dough is at.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't think he's great or that I don't think he's written a bunch of great songs. I just assume that the money is coming from touring more than recording.
Well, think about what it costs for Ed Sheeran to tour. He did a long bit of touring alone.
I know.
Stadium.
With just him.
I know. That's where the money got saved.
I'll bet that's it, right? If you didn't move in a big stage set and have to move everybody's crap and put everybody up in hotels and you know, you'd
oh,
be...
Oh, you're right. He just has the pedals and six guitars.
The loop.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can think of.
He's balling on a budget out there.
Yeah. Although he does tour with a band. I mean, I saw him on SNL with a band. Maybe he was like, I won't have time to get my loop set up if I don't have a band with me. It takes me a long time to put a song together.
Yeah, you can't sit there on TV and be like, look, I'm going to...
Like, you have 90 seconds.
I got to build my background here before we get started, everyone. Sorry.
So the story here is that Ed Sheeran has plans for a posthumous album. It's in his will. Cherry, his wife, is the one who will put it together. And he says, you know how posthumous albums come out, but they're sort of unplanned. And I don't want to go and... be someone just to jumble stuff. Oh, here it is. I don't want to go and someone just to jumble stuff up and put it out. I want it to be planned. And he thinks his wife will do that. So
I wonder where along in his career he came up with this idea, because to me, Ed Sheeran seems so grounded and so down to earth. But to have a master plan like this, you kind of have to have some level of ego thinking like, oh, I'm so great.
I'm going to be good long enough that there'll
be enough unreleased songs.
Well, we've heard
I'm dead.
That he was a musician from very young, but also had a stutter. Remember, I think he credits Eminem for helping him. Like it's one of those weird things
to be able to get
depending on how you come up, you're inspired in different ways. And some people from bullying or from being, I don't want to call him a loser. He was a kid, but I'm just like that reality of when I make it, I'm going to make it and I'm going to. You know what I mean? Maybe
and
that's
he's
it.
The nerd that actually did.
Yeah, and he did. Absolutely. Yeah. So I don't know if that's something that you know, drives him, but he's certainly driven.
He is.
To be like, I've got four, five, what did he say? Five more albums?
Well, there's this one that just came out. And then he also mentioned, just in this set, this is his eighth studio album, Play. And he's also got Pause, Fast Forward, Rewind, Stop, and ultimately Eject. So that's at least 13 albums.
Okay.
And he's young. Like, I don't know. I mean, I get that you have a will, but I feel like it feels early to be, although I guess you can die at any time. You know, I might as well put it in your will. If I die, go through all the unreleased stuff.
I don't know. I like the guy, though. Me too. I love him. He's very cool. So, you know, having met him briefly, I thought, well, he's about as nice a dude and as about unassuming and, you know, down to earth as you can get.
Yeah.
I root for that. Good for him.
And a guy who is standing around backstage quietly, strumming on his guitar.
Yep.
And then walks out onto a stage alone and just starts going. Like, and looks comfortable and cool. Ed Sheeran. There you go. Cardi B. Cardi B, for the first time in 6 years, is headlining her tour. And we've got a San Francisco show. I guess her latest album is called Am I the Drama?
Yep.
And this is, the tour is called Little Miss Drama Tour. The album comes out, I think, this Friday. On Monday, she did the long list of people who are featured. Everybody has features all over their album now. So Kalani, Cash Cobain, I don't know who that is, Megan Thee Stallion, Selena Gomez, Janet Jackson's on her new record.
Oh,
Janet.
Yeah, there are a bunch of other people too.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Mm-hmm. So we have her somewhere here. There's a date.
Cardi B's got to be the opposite of Ed Sheeran in every way.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it's expensive to be her. She, find out what her net worth is and we'll all guess. I'm going to guess Cardi B, I don't know, I'll say $90 million. I think she's got some money.
That much?
I don't know. You will make your guess.
$20 million.
$91 million.
Oh, yeah. 101.
Oh.
Whoa.
I'm racking up points and I'm you doing are. The game today. Can I save them for tomorrow?
No, I'm going to use your points. Your points are coming.
Oh, I get you. Okay. Sarah's getting my points.
Transferable.
I wonder if she's, you know, I don't listen to her records, but is she using samples from other songs or is she writing her own music too?
I have no idea what her process
is. Most people who rap are actually taking samples and having to pay some of that money to the artist that started that or wrote that song. So I thought it was much lower. 100
but
million.
She's toured a lot. So she's done a lot of touring. Dang. So she makes a lot of money from that.
Okay.
And she is in San Francisco at the Chase Center on February 27th. There are a couple other, there's a Palm Desert show, an LA show. There was at least one more California one, but maybe not. Golden One Center in Sacramento. So, yeah. So she's got four shows in California. And ours is on February 27th. If you're like, I just got to go see Cardi B, well, here's your chance. I wanted to mention that this matters to no one but me, really. I think I love Joni Mitchell. And I also love Anya Taylor-Joy. And I also love Meryl Streep. It's like all these things I love wrapped up into one package. There is going to be, it looks like, a Joni Mitchell biopic.
There should be.
And Anya Taylor-Joy is going to, the rumor is that Anya Taylor-Joy will play her as a young woman and Meryl Streep will play her as an older woman.
Oh, interesting.
I know. And let's see. Director Cameron Crowe is announcing this. And he's not confirming that casting, but that's what everyone thinks it is.
This concerns me.
Why is
obviously
that?
Meryl Streep is the GOAT, as you might say.
Yeah.
But Anya Taylor-Joy really has made some stinkers.
What?
Ever since she did that one thing that blew up, the chess thing. What was it called?
Queen's Gambit.
Which was excellent.
Yeah. She's good in Split, too.
She's great in Fury Road.
I like her in Fury Road.
She's very good. She's really good. Really good in Fury Road.
But I will say that movie, The Gorge, which they constantly advertise, we did watch that. We ended up watching it.
And?
It's all right. Stupid. It's a dumb movie.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty not very dumb. Good.
What else did you like her in?
Watching it.
Was there something else specifically that you were
like? Well, I didn't love Split. I didn't love Split.
Oh, I like
that. But I have a tortured relationship with M. Night Shyamalan. But The Menu, That was a weird
one.
Oh, I loved the menu.
That. She was great in that. And she's like, I'll take that to go.
I haven't seen half the stuff you just mentioned, but I saw the menu and it was great.
You love Nicholas Holt.
I do. Part of the reason is because of that role. That was ridiculous. It's like the fandom and the, like, to the point where, dude, he's threat. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
So I'm a really big fan of artists, a really big fan of music. I never really followed Joni Mitchell I still don't. I don't press play on her records. But watching this Laurel Heights, I think it was called Laurel Heights. It was like a documentary.
Laurel Canyon. Yeah.
To hear all of these other big artists that we all know of, the guys in the Eagles and Jackson Brown and the Crosby, Stills, and they all froth over Joni Mitchell. Like, she is the greatest artist among us, and everyone just wanted to be around her. And then I watched another documentary on Jaco Pastorius, the bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And he's another guy who they recommended he go play with her because he was considered one of the great bass players. And she's more of almost a jazz musician, or like, she just
later in life she went specifically jazz. She was doing that. So she was folk music when she, the early stuff, which is the stuff that I like.
So I'll be interested to watch it. Yeah. I don't necessarily want to listen to all her songs, but you can tell by the other artist's reaction to her how important she is to the world.
I love her. She's like, on a Sunday morning, I'll just be playing some Joni Mitchell and humming along, doing my crossword.
Light a candle, have a bath.
Oh. That's for Barry White. All right. So anyway, it looks like they're going to make this movie next year. Cameron Crowe apparently is the director on this, so maybe they're in the process of casting. But I would love to see a Joni Mitchell biopic, because I want the kids to know about her. She's so great. Congratulations, Golden, from the Demon Hunters. What is it called again? K-pop Demon Hunters. They don't list it as, it is a soundtrack piece though. And it's been number one for a long time. I don't know how many weeks at number one. It's been on the charts for 12 weeks and it's
number one once again. It's what you think though. It's that, they call it K-pop, but it's just that sugary pop thing that the kids love.
You know, there's a anime movie that came out this past weekend called Demon Slayer Infinity Castle.
And that's confusing.
That's the name of it. And it just crushed. It's the biggest U.S. opening for an anime movie of all time. It happened last weekend. I didn't even know it was coming out. And Demon Slayer, right in the name. Japanese blockbuster among a slew of new releases in North America. But The Conjuring, The Last Rites has hit a franchise. It's really close to the franchise best. It's at 333 million globally. The Conjuring.
Well, for the Demon Hunter thing, I was actually in the kitchen just making food, and my kids had that on, and it's pop music. It was loud, and you know, we have a mm-hmm. pretty good system. And I was like, "What are you guys watching?" Went in there, and sure enough, it is. I mean, they're performers in the show or on the cartoon.
It's animation, whatever.
But it's filled with a soundtrack that kids love.
Yeah. So this new one, Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle, first weekend out did $70 million. Conjuring Last Rite, second week out, it's did another $25 million domestically. This is all domestic numbers. And Downton Abbey, the grand finale, did $18 million, third place. Long Walk is in fourth place. I wondered who was going to go. If you've ever read that story, you know how it ends.
I went to see it.
Oh.
On Monday.
Get the...
And?
Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
You didn't come in and do a review of it?
She's doing it now.
Okay, what is it? Tell us everything.
Well, I had never read the book.
Okay.
And I wasn't looking forward to seeing it because I knew that it was going to be... It was going to be very dark.
It's darkly themed for sure.
But I was laughing and my heart was full, like, so often of the way they portrayed the friendship between the boys. It was just really heartwarming in a lot of ways.
Right up until it wasn't.
Wow.
Did you cry your eyes out at the end?
I didn't cry my eyes out, but I definitely cried.
Right before you said that, I was about to tell you, I read a review And by the way, Shawshank Redemption is from a King story. So, and that's considered one of the greatest movies of all time. But I read a story on the internet where they said The Long Walk is Stephen King's best book to movie of all time.
Incredible. And I went, there's statement
no,
to make.
There's no possible way. So I was, I mean, you know how people will just say whatever, you know, provocative statements.
Well, right, that is definitely something that people
but
would
laugh
back at.
But I was shocked to hear it. And then to hear you say that, I'm like, oh, okay.
So Bob, how many Bob stars out of five do you get?
Out of five, 4.5. It's phenomenal.
Okay. Did you like it better than Shawshank Redemption?
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Oh. What just happened?
Oh.
Nothing.
Have you happened. Been silenced?
I didn't silence him. I think he does it to himself sometimes.
I didn't. Well, sometimes, but I didn't do that.
I didn't touch it.
I just went.
Oh, it's making noise.
Is it okay?
It's cutting out.
It's not. But
yeah, don't touch it there.
Yeah. We're going to jiggle the handle on
I'm
that
okay.
One.
It's fine.
It looks all like right. The top is bent. Is that? Can you give that a
well,
little?
Well, let's look at it
okay,
on the break.
Okay, great.
Everybody.
What's all coming right. Up in the news, Vin?
Am I am on. Blue Lava and more after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily. Plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice report is brought to you by Benson Boone Tickets.
Ooh.
This young man makes... Why'd you make that weird? What's are we okay?
Seeing if I left my coffee in the other room, but I didn't. Oh. Don't worry, I have it. Okay. I need my coffee.
All right.
Thank God.
I know.
And you spilled it all over.
Dumped
yourself.
It right down the front.
Nice job.
Benson Boone Tickets all this week. Listen on the fives every hour from 7:05 a.m. to 6:05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line 20357. For your chance to win the Mystical Magical 4-Pack to Benson
Magical.
Boone, October 1st at Chase Center, courtesy of Golden Voice. Let me see you. Oh, you barely got yourself. You're fine. You look great.
Thanks, Finn.
Mm-hmm. Here's what's happening, everyone. Another hot day, and then things should come down like 10 degrees just about everywhere. So, and right now in downtown San Francisco, it's picture perfect.
It
really,
is. It's
really
lovely
nice.
Lovely out the window
mm-hmm.
right now.
Just blue sky.
I don't see any wind either. Like that flag is hanging slack.
It is a nice day ahead, everyone. Get out there and rip it up.
Okay.
I saw this story a couple times. I don't even have it in front of me, but I wanted to mention Frank Somerville is a guy who was a newscaster at KTVU forever.
Yeah.
and really like a big deal.
Yeah, one of the known anchors in town.
Then the news kind of broke, like, I don't know, and I'm not up at the hour he was doing his broadcasting, but we're both newsmen, we're colleagues, we, you know, have a lot in common, but the news comes out that he'd been slurring on the news, and he says, oh, it was Ambien, I shouldn't have, but then it comes, you know, a couple other incidents happened, and it turns out he's an alcoholic and needed to get to rehab, and did.
Right.
And we're starting to see the stories in on Facebook and elsewhere about this, the great Frank Somerville, a colleague of mine and someone I, you know, consider to be pretty good, pretty darn good at his job.
Yeah.
Has, you know, since had some problems and went to rehab and got it together. And they say he was arrested again recently. You saw this in the news too?
I saw that he'd been arrested. I know how close you are with your colleagues in the news industry, so I assumed you were going to cover it, and I was
former KTVU news anchor Frank Somerville was arrested Monday evening following what the TV personality later said was an encounter with his adult daughter. It's you know how much time passes, and I don't know which daughter. I don't know how any of the stuff that's gone down. He did post a picture of himself bloodied.
Oh.
Like blood on his face, the whole thing. So the encounter was violent and he ends up arrested. So I don't know ultimately what went down, but I do know he's a guy in recovery and he's trying his hard. I think he would love to get back to work at some point.
Yeah.
And certainly another incident is not going to help that.
I don't know why you post a picture of yourself bloodied up.
I think because he's had some problems and he's trying to say, it wasn't me.
Oh.
It wasn't me this time.
Yeah, he's saying he's still sober. He's like he was not drunk when this happened. It was an altercation with his daughter. That's what, you know, his side of the story.
So is. What I just wanted to add to this, because I don't know his daughter. I don't know, but they say this was a fight with his 20-year-old daughter. This is at one time a little girl that he would post pictures of himself doing her hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this is one of those. Oh, it's heartbreaking. I remember my then girlfriend, now wife, showing me photos of her, of Frank doing his daughter's hair and going, isn't that the cutest thing?
Mm.
And I thought, yeah, yep. And now they're having fights and
things are ugly.
I'm so sad to see it. So Frank, I hope if you're out there, I hope you're okay. I hope you stay the course and I hope you do get back. Because I believe you'd do great things with a second chance. That's that. Frank Somerville.
That's rough.
Hope you're okay, buddy. Wendy's.
Oh. They're the home of the square burger.
Yeah.
And the Frosty, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Frosty.
What else they got over there? They have a chicken sandwich.
They have good French
like?
Fries, too.
Oh, they do?
Oh, you like their fries?
I like their fries dipped into their Frosties.
I do like a fry into ice cream.
I haven't eaten a Wendy's anything since I was a kid because they moved into my neighborhood. They moved right across the street from my bedroom
window.
You
got to hear them all night long.
I truly did hear, hi, welcome to Wendy's, may I take your order, 100 times a night forever. We all have those stories where at one time you had this wonderful view of farmland and it was incredible.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it became a strip mall and a Wendy's was right directly across. Anyway,
that's rough.
Yeah,
it's, so you boycott them because of that?
What's no? I don't. But I don't.
No, but he would get really hungry in the middle of the night and sleepwalk over to Wendy's. That'd be one of those square burgers.
Give her a drum hit. Are you kidding? That's pretty cute.
Technology.
We did just have a blip. Write it down.
I touched it though. It's not. It's.
You shouldn't. You should be able to touch your mic.
I know, but I shouldn't also touch it.
Engineering is on top of it.
They are. They even stopped in just to make sure it was good to go for this break.
Anyway, I just feel like I had them in my life in a way that wasn't. I just don't eat there. I haven't. It's not a boycott. It's just, you know, I don't. I don't know. Yeah. It's delicious.
I don't think you eat a lot of fast food.
I don't.
I definitely, if I'm going to eat fast food, I'm going to go to In-N-Out.
Wendy's wants you to know they're changing their lettuce.
Oh.
And it's kind of funny because they were using whole leafed romaine lettuce and they're switching to shredded iceberg lettuce for their burgers and chicken sandwiches. They say that the consistency of romaine has been difficult. It's better?
I prefer iceberg lettuce. I know people say it's watery, it's this, that. No, I want iceberg on my sandwich, on my
cold
burger.
Cold crunch.
And I will even buy the little shredded pack sometimes if we're doing subs. I'm like, I love iceberg lettuce.
Wendy's claims a change was made to improve lettuce consistency and maintain a reliable supply.
Nice.
Romaine was hand-leafed at each location, while shredded iceberg lettuce can arrive and prepared in bags. So there's a convenience factor and a crunch factor that they haven't been able to.
I like it. I think that's a great idea.
Wendy's, hello.
They're changing it up. Yeah. I wonder if there are people who are like, oh no, I love them because they have romaine lettuce.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't like you can keep your floppy lettuces. I like a crisp lettuce.
Floppy lettuces.
That's what I think about when I think of romaine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. I thought you'd exhausted your supply of fast facts for the day. It's nice to know you saved some for the end here.
There's one volcano in the world that doesn't have red or orange lava. The lava from Kawai Gen volcano in Indonesia is bright blue.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's going to be awesome. And I looked it up like, this will be the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It looks like water. It looks like a waterway. I went, oh.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, it's not that amazing. I mean, it's amazing. It is amazing.
It is glowing blue. It honestly does look, it almost looks like moonlit foam crashing on a beach.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of look.
Oh, the bigger picture there is the first one I saw and I went, that looks like water. All right. I mean, I guess.
Blue lava though, incredible. Wow, that place is very.
It's neat. It is neat.
That is quite a place. What an incredibly beautiful setting that's in.
Indonesia, everybody, if you want to go see blue lava in person.
Also, lava to be stayed away from. Is it lava? What is that magma? What's the difference between lava and magma?
Here we go. You just can't help yourself, can you?
You want to know something fun? Yeah. I think you'll like this. Ice, when found naturally in nature, is technically a rock. So therefore, water that flows from melted ice is lava.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you hear that?
Because lava is molten rock.
Yes.
Hank Green.
Who's Hank Green?
He's a OG YouTuber.
Oh.
And he told you that?
Yeah. On TikTok.
You're telling me ice is classified technically as rock?
Only if it occurs naturally.
Oh.
Oh.
Geologists agree.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very 62.5% of Starbucks stores have another one within 1 mile.
Oh. Huh.
And the average store has 3.6 other stores within 1 mile. What? The only major building in Tokyo that Godzilla has never destroyed in a movie is the Imperial Palace.
Oh,
out of respect to the Emperor.
Right? Of course not.
Ah. Ah.
Obviously the gods would be protecting.
What is that I hear?
It's a Disney game today.
Oh,
right, listen,
boy.
I'm gonna play. You are the winner of the extra points game that we play throughout the day.
Thank you.
Not you, Maddie. Maddie is the winner.
I'm on the show.
He actually had 3 points and you had one. So we're going to start with a fresh plate here, a fresh slate. And although actually, you know what, Vinny, you do get to carry your point forward, but Maddie's 3 points are out.
Because he won the game. So I cleaned cleaned him out.
So maybe I don't, you know what, we're all starting
fresh.
It
doesn't matter.
I mean, on some level to me, it matters, but I don't know why. So,
okay.
Let's just go ahead and play with no points.
I'm losing. That's all I know.
As usual, Bob, we haven't heard your theme song in quite some time.
So we went through some Disneyland rules. Here are a quiz about Disneyland rules.
Okay.
Rules about Disneyland.
All right. This one's we'll start easy and get harder. What is the official Disneyland policy on bringing in outside food and beverages? A, absolutely prohibited, no exceptions. B, allowed in small quantities for snacks and non-alcoholic drinks. C, allowed if you declare it at the gate.
I'll say B.
B.
A.
It is B.
Ah. Sarah and Bob each get a
point.
They
let you bring in like your stroller and all your snacks and your diaper bag and stuff.
I would think if somebody had a special needs kind of a food situation that they would let them bring that in too. You know, if you had...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Next question.
I would think they'd say, our park, our rules, no food for you.
Yes.
But they don't.
The movie theater.
They let you.
What happens if a guest attempts to use a fake disability pass or abuse the disability access service at Disneyland? A, they get a warning from guest relations. B, they may be permanently banned from Disneyland resorts. Or D, they're asked to leave, but they can return the next day.
B.
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 The answer is B.
All right.
Banned for life.
Banned for life.
Unacceptable.
Not cool, man.
Lame.
Which of the following objects is specifically banned inside Disneyland? Wrapped birthday presents, balloons, or loose ice?
Ice.
Wrapped birthday presents.
Can you say it again?
Which of these are specifically banned inside Disneyland? Wrapped birthday presents, balloons, or loose ice?
Ice.
The answer is loose ice.
Right.
Why?
It just seems so stupid.
You said ice and dry ice weren't allowed when you told us about the rules.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, I did say that. I'll take my point away, I guess. But it just did seem like the other, I thought maybe the...
you didn't remember. Give yourself
you don't
a
need to take your point
no,
away.
No. I did see that. That is true. That's true. It's current. I want Bob to win.
I don't care.
Bob has three.
Anyway.
Sarah has two.
You don't need to
Vinny
make it so
one.
I win.
I'll try and make
right,
it so you
next
win.
Next question. What is Disneyland's official rule for children under the age of 7 riding attractions? A, they must ride with an adult. Sorry.
Jesus.
That just happened. That just happened.
A, it was super attractive. Put that on my list of things I'm going to cut you for.
Yeah. A, they must ride with an adult age 14 or over. B, they must ride with an adult age 18 or over. Or C, they may ride alone if they meet height requirements.
Bob has that look of love in her eye.
I didn't see what happened. I don't want to know.
I'm going to say C.
Okay.
I also say C.
A.
The answer is A.
Oh,
right. Bob.
I wasn't even listening. Maybe that's how you keep winning, Vinny.
Get out of here.
I'm
next
not sure
question,
what she means.
And let's make this the last question.
All right, all let's right. do it, because we want Bob to win.
Yeah, we got
to
meet
I don't think
guys.
We, yeah.
If guests lose an item inside Disneyland, how long will Lost and Found typically hold it before donating or discarding it? 7 days, 14 days, or 30 days?
7 days.
I'm going to say, I would imagine if you got in touch with them and they were, you know, able to find your item and you said, listen, I've flown back to France. I need a few days to get back there or send it to me, that you could make arrangements. But I'm going to guess 7 days because there's probably
so much
piles of things.
30 days.
30 days is correct.
Oh,
that's
Bob
a legitimate win for Bob.
Oh,
Bob finally won. 5-2-1.
Oh, good. We don't have to hear a cry about it.
I know.
And to think I told him to not even do this game.
Yeah, she didn't like this game.
And then
you won.
I made an executive.
What's my name?
My name is Bob.
Yeah, right.
No kisses, or I forget what your celebration dance is. I guess you don't have one. Just a smug look on your face. Is that?
My daughters both have said, her name can't be Bob.
Oh.
What's her real name? And I've told them, and they're like, oh, okay. It's weird. They've got a real thing for like not mixing up the genders. They're really strict about it. And they haven't been taught that. It just came with them. It's very weird. But they're okay with your real name. They're
okay.
Her name is Bob. Yeah, right.
It is my real name.
Right.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason is coming up next.
Oh,
and
Mason.
She's got tickets every hour for Benson Boone. Jane is up after that. She's going to drive you home. And she has tickets every hour of her show as well. Keep it here all day long on Alice. And we'll see you back here on Not Quite Friday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.